Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Allah is compassionate to His servants. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Glorified be He, the one who is compassionate and merciful to His slaves. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah, for indeed Allah is acquainted with what you do. Ayyuhal muslimun, O believers. Indeed, from the most beautiful names of Allah and His exalted attributes is the name Ar-Ra'uf. For Allah says, Wallahu Ra'ufum bil-ibad. And Allah is compassionate, Ra'uf, to His servants. The meaning of the name Ar-Ra'uf with regards to Allah informs us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immensely compassionate to His servants. And He extends this merciful kindness towards them in a number of ways in abundance. And hence we find that He primarily manifests this by giving them existence itself, whereby He bestows His manifest blessings upon them and wards off harm from them. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not see that Allah has subjected to you whatsoever is on the earth? وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ. And the ships which run through the sea by His command. وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. And He is the one who restrains the sky from falling upon the earth, except by His permission. إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. Indeed, Allah to the people is kind and merciful. Brothers and sisters, a manifestation of this divine kindness and mercy is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent unto His creation the seal of the messengers, whose own dominant characteristic was that He was kind and mercy and of compassion. And for this reason, we do not find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being given a choice between two affairs, except that he would always choose the easier of them. Likewise, as a manifestation of such divine compassion and mercy and kindness is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused to descend upon this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as this final form of revelation, a book of light, a kitab of which is nurun mubin, manifest light, the Quran. A book which benefits us and continues to benefit us and will continue to benefit whomsoever reads it until Yawm al-Qiyamah with sincerity by providing them guidance and facilitating their affairs. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. It is He who sends down upon His servant verses of clear evidence, that He may bring you out from the darknesses into the light. And indeed Allah is to you kind and merciful. Brothers and sisters, how gloriously transcendent and how amazingly kind and merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given us life and existence, and He continually preserves us and continually gives us this existence through His compassion, whereby He rewards us for our deeds and accepts our devotion and rewards us abundantly, ultimately, with the ultimate bliss of a life in paradise in the hereafter. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. And never would Allah cause to be a loss of your faith. Indeed, Allah is to the people kind and merciful. Once again, Ra'ufur Rahim. And from the manifestations of such kindness, such compassion, and such mercifulness is that He continually accepts the repentance of those of us who, whensoever we've committed wrong, we turn back to Him in sincerity and repent. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. And then He forgave them. Indeed, He was to them kind and merciful. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that He is characterized, as we just mentioned, His final prophet with this attribute of kindness and merciful. And mercifulness. And that's why He says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has come to you a messenger from amongst yourselves. Grievous to Him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you, and to the believers He is kind and merciful. Brothers and sisters, if we wish to express our thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the myriad and multiple ways He expresses His mercy and kindness to us, then we should do nothing else except follow His messenger. Because the messenger is the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam, and He's been sent with this risala so that we can emulate it. He's been sent with this message so that we can adhere to it. And from this message is His character, His khuluq, which is azim, His character, which is immense. And its immensity is precisely in that it should be emulated. And we should seek to be like Him. And He was a person who was Rauf Rahim. He Himself was a person who has been characterized as Rahmat lil Alameen, a mercy unto all of creation. So if we wish to characterize ourselves with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we need to first be merciful to those we're in contact with, be it our parents, be it our family, be it our friends, be it our neighbors, be it our colleagues at the workplace, be it anyone we have a relationship with. It also means that we should mirror this mercy to those of our children who are in our vicinity, so that if we want our children to take on this character, which is part of what we should be doing, then we should be mirroring it to them. For this is the only way we can effectively expect them to embody mercy themselves. For they should see the mercy in action in their own lives. They should see their parents' concern for them. They should see their parents' patience. They should see their parents' affection. They should see how their parents do not abuse them, do not harm them, who deal with them well, and thereby demonstrating to them how it is to live with such character. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to emulate our Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. May He give us the ability to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many ways He is merciful to us. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.